We are back with more Food Talk STL with David Gregg and his guests on 590 The Fan, KFNS, and KFNS.com.
Well, hello again, and Merry Christmas. David Gregg here. We're at the Bomarito Automotive Group Studios. On Wednesday, went over to Soulard, and I spoke to Skip Steele of Bogart Smokehouse. And I asked him, I said, Skip, why is barbecue such a big deal in St. Louis right now?
Well, because I showed up to town.
And where did you come to St. Louis from?
I actually moved here from Las Vegas, Nevada, but I'm a Memphis, Tennessee boy.
I'm not a food historian, but I guess barbecue moved up to St. Louis with African Americans after the Civil War, and you think of it as a kind of a Texas thing, a Southern thing. But are you amazed by the cross section of people who've come into your place here?
I've been doing this 32 years, so I was accustomed to it even before I came here. We get everything comes through the door here. You'll be amazed. A couple weeks ago, we had a transvestite on a moped come in. So, this is Soulard, you know.
Well, yeah, and he was a happy customer.
Oh, yeah.
When you came to town, now you worked for Mike Emerson over at Pappy's, right?
I still do.
Oh, now see, I thought this was totally separate.
It is separate, but Mike allowed me to work part-time over there and keep my job over there. So I'm at both places. Any place you find good barbecue in St. Louis, you'll see me.
What does he need you for over there?
I do a lot of things for him. You know, like right now I'm doing beef contracts and stuff like that for him.
In the barbecue world, I guess the main thing is smoking. Or is it? What's your secret?
I got so many secrets, every time I sit down, they fall out of my pocket.
Well, give me a nugget here.
You know, I just take a different approach to it. I really like things that I enjoy eating. I think that other people are going to enjoy it, too. So I got kind of a middle-of-the-road palate. So whatever I think's amazing, people like. So that's the way I do it.
Is sourcing the meat, the stuff that you all cook here, is it a challenge, or are the suppliers doing a great job these days?
Yeah, we use Kunover and Dupo, and they do a great job for us. I just give them a spec of the product that I want, and they take care of the rest of it.
Y'all do any butchering here yourself, or is it?
We do quite a bit of butchering here. We'll break down the briskets. You know, we trim up the product. We always got a knife in our hand around here.
Okay, I'm sitting here at Bogart Smokehouse in Soulard with Skip Steele on Food Talk STL. So when you were looking to branch away from Pappy's, why did you choose this particular spot?
Again, I didn't leave Pappy's.
Okay, all right. When you decided to open this place over here, you said, oh, I'm going to open up another store somewhere. I mean, there is so many. It's a big area. Why this particular corner in Soulard?
Well, have you been to Soulard? It's kind of funky down here. It's pretty more, a lot more liberal than the rest of the city, and just kind of fits us as a personality. I literally found this building on Craigslist, and as soon as I looked at it, 30 minutes later, I'm writing a check for it. So we like the traffic count that's on Lafayette and 9th Street, right here behind the Soulard Market. So we've got a ton of foot traffic on Saturdays.
Well, on days when the market is really going nuts over there, your line goes, what, halfway around the block?
At least.
Do you work the weird hours? I know a lot of people who do barbecue and are up in the middle of the night. Do you get to sleep a full night ever? What kind of hours do you keep?
I run strange hours. Some days, you know, I'm here at 8 o'clock, and some days, like this morning, I was up at 3 o'clock. So it just varies on what the need is for the day.
Okay, behind me I see a lot of dollar bills tacked to the wall. There was a place I used to go to down at Gulf Shores. There was a bar that the entire ceiling was dollar bills that people had stuck up there. What's the meaning of the dollar bills here at Bogart, Skip?
Well, it's actually, I'll bet you that it's the best barbecue you ever ate, and we're collecting the money goes to St. Jude's Children's Hospital.
That's beautiful. That's tremendous. How long have you been doing that?
Since April.
And you pretty much got the wall, well, not quite covered, but you got quite a bunch of dollars up there.
Plus, it's my homeland security, so if somebody breaks in, they're going to be pulling all the dollar bills off the wall when the cops pick them up. And they might leave that $3,000 slicer sitting there.
Okay, now I recognize Adam Wainwright's autograph over there. Now, do we have a lot of other ball players and local celebs that you would, you know, that you feel comfortable naming their names?
You know, we get a lot of famous people come through the door. Most of them we try not to bug too bad, but, you know, like Cal Aldridge, he comes in quite a bit, so we'll bug him for an autograph. And same way with Adam. He comes in enough that we're going to slide a menu in front of him.
Well, I think it's okay to you know, to recognize a celeb and say, hey, you're that famous person without, you know, just being obnoxious.
Well, you know, Bradford comes in. He brings his mom in quite a bit, too, and I assume it's his mother. But, you know, a lot of times nobody will recognize him because he comes in about 2:30, and some days they recognize him. So, we try not to bug people too much.
Okay, we're at Bogart's Smokehouse. I'm talking to Skip Steele on Food Talk STL. And for the people who have driven by, Skip, and seen the long, long lines, when is the time when we're down here like at 2:15 on a Wednesday afternoon and everything's manageable? When will it get to, when will the lines build up again?
You know, we're just mainly a lunch spot, you know, so we're always busy in that, you know, 11 to 1 slot. But like you said, right now it's 2:15 and there's probably 20 people in here. Just a little bit of a line, maybe 3-minute line, something like that this time of day. Some days, you know, you can get in here and play football. Nobody in here to bug.
What's the most interesting thing you've learned about the barbecue business since you came to St. Louis and at Pappy's and over here, as opposed to everything else you knew before you got here?
You just got to love America where people stand in line to give you money.
So what's next? Is there yet another one on the horizon? Are you looking at real estate out in, say, West County, St. Charles, anything like that?
Maybe a little further than that.
You want to be any more specific?
No, sir.
What would you say to somebody? Because, you know, there's still capacity. There's still room for more good barbecue. What would you say to somebody who's thinking about opening up a barbecue joint?
I would tell anybody that's going to get in a restaurant business, it's the best way to lose all your money, ruin your health, and destroy your marriage. But, you know, if you really want to do it, you know, don't get too close to me.
But you get along with everybody in the neighborhood, I hope.
Oh, we love the neighborhood down here. That's the reason, you know, it's such a success, because the neighborhood's really supported us. Yeah.
That's very good. Okay, if somebody's listening to our show and it's 11 o'clock on Saturday morning and they're thinking barbecue, what would you recommend to a newbie, to somebody just walking in their door for the first time?
Well, we just got picked by Zagat as the best barbecue in the United States. We got the highest rating of any restaurant here in the city of St. Louis. So come down. If you want to see Jesus, I would say get the ribs and the baked beans.
Okay. Hey, thanks for the visit, and good luck, continued success, and we'll see you again here soon.
Thank you very much, David.
Okay, that's Skip Steele from Bogart Smokehouse in Soulard. Enjoyed the visit with him. And by the way, according to their website, Bogart's will be closing for a holiday break after they close down tonight at around 8 o'clock, reopening for lunch again on January 2nd. So if you want some of their barbecue, you want to go down there today and not wait until later. Okay, this is Food Talk STL on 590 The Fan.